The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, there's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. And you can also watch us on Twitch today. We're back in studio, finally. And feels good, man. If you missed the first hour, good stuff. And, man, just one last thing on this. You guys who keep trying to tell me reasons why you don't do it. You're not going to convince me. I'm not going to convince you. It's that simple. I'm just telling you the reasons why I do it. And I'm going to, if it changes one person's mind out there, then great. It's just like changing one seat recliner's mind. Great. That's it. I'm not trying to change the world. We're not trying to change everybody's opinion. We're just trying to get one or two people to come over to the mass side. That's it. You do that, great. If you don't, that's your choice. Don't care.
Dang, Jeff just sent us this retweet from ATX Hobo. Barry's Pizza gone. 37-year run.
Oh, that sucks. I get bad news. We're going to have a lot of this over because people think that because we're reopening that everything's going to be fine. I got bad news, man. The after effects we haven't even felt yet. That sucks. That's a good place. I haven't been in a while, but I used to go all the time. And hey, we're going to lose a lot of stuff like that. Damn. All right. Rant, Mr. Hoffman.
Well,
damn it.
I am a you've heard me bitch before multiple times about downtown Houston and how if you park your car in downtown Houston, I feel like the chances that it's going to be broken into are pretty good. I mean, if you do it regularly enough, you're down there enough, especially at night, you're going to get got. It's happened to me. I think it's happened to you. I mean,
hasn't happened to me, but it's happened to a lot of my friends. Okay. Because when I lived downtown, I was parked in a.
Oh, you had a garage.
Yeah.
So, it's actually happened to me twice since I've lived here, and one of the times they stole my kid's diaper bag. My wife had like a fancy diaper bag, and that was apparently worth stealing. But
so now some homeless baby has a nice diaper.
Yes,
bag.
Yes. Pooping in style. So I live in, I live in Houston proper per se. I guess that, you know, my address is in Houston, but I, for all intents and purposes, I live in the suburbs. And I live in a pretty nice little neighborhood, quiet, quaint neighborhood. And sometimes, foolishly, apparently, I leave my truck unlocked. And I moved my truck out of the driveway and onto the street so my kids could hoop it up yesterday. And apparently, I didn't lock my truck.
Mm.
And someone last night, during like the most ridiculous thunderstorm of all time, decided to go out and go on the hunt for cars that had unlocked doors. And now I tell you, I mean, my neighbor, the same thing happened to him. Also left his car unlocked, which shame on us, I guess, is also, but
it'd be nice to live in a neighborhood where you could do that and not worry.
That's, I mean, I've always felt like we did,
yeah.
But we don't. And so now, I have nothing of value in my truck. And in fact, the only thing of value that was in my truck were my sunglasses. And I took them out of there yesterday because I needed to spray some, because I had gotten rained on Like, I had my sunglasses and it started raining, so they had the little spots. So I wanted to get the spray, the special spray to clean off my sunglasses. But I mean, there was like some Pluckers gift cards in there. They didn't even take that. But
well, who doesn't like Pluckers? What the hell?
And then I was like,
what a dumb thief you are.
And they didn't take my phone charger, which I appreciated that.
Yeah, nice of them.
But they did like dig through all my stuff and like just throw it about like in a mad dash to find something of value. So my truck was just a mess when I got out there this morning.
Oh.
And the other thing, and luckily we've been in this Corona because often I'll put my pistol under my seat and sometimes I forget to grab it when I go into the house because I've got house guns. And
yeah, I've done that too, but
it's Texas. You've got guns in your house. You got guns in your cars, but luckily because I haven't been driving in forever, I don't leave the house. So I don't have to pack. So there was no gun in my truck, luckily, or that would have probably been stolen. But yeah, now in my own neighborhood, I don't even want to say my car got broken into but honestly, the other times that it did get broken into, I almost wish I would have just left it unlocked so they would have saved me a busted window.
Well, yeah, that's almost, hey, thank you.
Yeah, but there was literally... Because
there's nothing in mine to steal.
I won't leave anything in my truck anymore because I've already been gotten twice since I lived here. It's not going to happen again.
Well, downtown is really bad, and it's crept over into my area now. In fact, a couple months ago, we were doing our Thursday night steak night, and Rogers got broken into. And it was right across the street from where we were, where there's 80 people. And a friend of mine was parked outside of our place, was hanging out with the wife one night while I was out of town, and they broke into his truck. And it was parked on our side street. So I've been trying to keep an eye on things over there because occasionally we'll have people sort of wander into the neighborhood at ridiculous hours of the morning, and that's when I tend to go out with my pepper spray or sword or piece and just sort of take the dog for a walk to encourage them to leave. But I don't get the whole break into a car thing because most people don't put crap in there. I don't. I don't.
I say I didn't lose anything of value. I probably lost $6 American.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I'll have money to, like, if I see, like, this is a pro tip. If you're a hobo and you listen to our program, if you have a dog with you, I'll probably give you $1.
I'm kind of the same way.
Or a kid. Like, if you have a little kid, oh, that gets me. So if you have a dog or a kid, I'll probably give you $1. Except now, I won't give you $1 because those $6 are gone. And that's, like, that's the extent of my cash.
You got them all at once.
Yeah.
Good for you. Somebody said, pro tip, a manual transmission is the best theft deterrent. Not from breaking into a window to steal stuff. That doesn't do you any good. It's very common, and I know it's been happening a lot. Well, not the last couple months because people haven't been out. But that whole area of East Downtown where everybody hangs out, where Eighth Wonder is and Rodeo Goat and True Anomaly and Lucky's and all those places. Well, the parking, I've always told people park on McKinney. Well, they're breaking into them now. So... And it sucks if you don't have anything of value in there. All you have to do is now you have to deal with a broken window.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for it. It's not like they got anything. I have nothing in my car I have the gun sometimes, but I always take it in. But there's one of these days I'm going to forget. But I'm at least where mine is, the garage is enclosed. And other than the one time that somebody figured it out and broke in, they can't do it now. I've got it. I'm curious. You don't have a doorbell camera that would have picked him up?
That's the funny thing. I do have a doorbell camera that would pick him up, except because I moved out of my driveway, I backed out of the way of the doorbell camera, so I don't.
But you wouldn't have thought to do that because why?
Yeah.
Nobody in your neighborhood's like that. I'm careful in my neighborhood because while our area is really nice, it's also interspersed with some areas that are not so nice.
Right.
And so... You have to be aware of that and know that, okay, sometimes people are going to come over and break in. Well, you know, so I'm a lot more careful about stuff like that. But if I lived where you did, I would have been fine. I wouldn't even thought twice about it.
You don't think about it. Yeah. So
when I'm in Saskatchewan, we don't lock anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
But I mean, also, like I said, I still live in Houston, Texas. I should probably err on the side of caution, but and it was probably some punk ass teenage kid because guess what? Like, you've got some hobos walking around. You've probably got some guys with mental disorders or whatever walking around your streets. I don't have that at my house, but I for sure have punk ass teenagers in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
and hell, we talked about last week. It's probably justice for me stealing that car and driving it into the river.
That was years ago. You're past that.
But that's when I was a punk ass teenager. Mm.
So yes, Fred, you walk your dog with your sword. At 3 or 4 in the morning, I guarantee you, if you see me with my dog outside, I'm armed. Whether it's a sword, a gun, or pepper spray.
God, I want to find you with a sword at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, I usually, sometimes it's all three, right? But mainly it's just because I know it's people who are really drunk or really high or really just lost. But if they're in my neighborhood casing stuff, I'm just going to discourage them. That's all.
So when you carry a gun, do you just do you have a holster or do you just shove it into your shorts?
I shove it in my shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You're not a sheep.
No.
I put mine in a holster because I want to be safe and I don't want to shoot my own balls off. But I'm also a sheep. And so you and your holster. Oh, like that's going to save you, the holster. Ooh, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, I don't have
I just shoved my pistol right in my jeans.
I don't have a holster.
So I'm a real man.
But I'll give you a secret. Like usually I take the revolver. It's a 9-shot revolver. I only have 8 bullets. The first one's empty. I've always done that just in case somebody got the gun away from me. So, yeah, just a...
Or, if the first one's not empty, they won't get the gun away from you.
Well, but the thing is, I know to turn it. They don't. So, yeah.
I will say, though, if you pick up, especially with 9 shots in, if you pick up a revolver, you know if it's loaded or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean...
But in this case, I have it there because that way I won't shoot myself accidentally. And if I need it, all I got to do is turn that thing one spot and I'm ready to go. And I still got 8 shots. And if I got 8 shots, I'm going to be okay. I feel like I'm not going to miss all 8.
Colts fan Jose says something similar happened a few months ago. Wife left the truck open, had a toolbox, nice charger, and all they took was my cup holder full of about $7 in coins. Yeah, they left all my change. I have like anytime I have change, I just throw it inside the glove box. But they didn't bother. They didn't bother with anything. There was even quarters in there. They didn't bother with it. I just took my 6 $1 bills. And I don't think they got anything else. They may have taken a gift card that I didn't know was in there. But I had a Wendy's gift card and a Pluckers gift card in there. And they were both left alone. Mm. My casino cards.
Yeah.
Like to go to, you know, if I go to Cushada or Cypress Bayou or the Nug, whatever. They're all in my glove box because I don't want to carry them around in my wallet all the time because I mean, if I'm there, I'm going to have my truck and I'll have my car in. So they all that stuff. But what are you going to do with that?
Get you points.
Yeah, go get me, earn me some points.
That's what I, when I got my wallet stolen, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Go get me some points.
Rack them up, bro. Put that $6 on the blackjack table.
409 says, the best part about open carrying a sword is that even hobos think you're too crazy to mess with.
That's probably true.
Believe me, I can play insane Walmart guy with the best of them. And I don't think I haven't gone into an act occasionally if I was worried about one of those guys. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the sword again. That tends to chase him off. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of people still asking about the beer. It'll be available tomorrow at True Anomaly, which is in East Downtown. It's on Dallas Street, right across from Rodeo Goat, right in the heart of everything. So get by there. You can watch the rocket launch, too. Brother Bear asked, any chance I can get some reserve? Might not be able to venture out of my zone. You'd have to call him, but I don't think so. And then a couple of texts, a lot of people telling their, I'm wearing a seatbelt, I'm a sheep. Welcome.
Meh. Meh.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had holsters in my first, my initial rant. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to call anybody who carries a gun in a holster now as a sheep. Meh.
I think legally, I think you're supposed to. I just don't have one.
Whatever.
So, I live off Washington, and some guys broke in the back window of my car, had my Yeti cooler back there. They didn't touch it, and it was also raining, so the car got all wet. And when I lived downtown, almost every time somebody came to visit us, their car got broken into in one of those lots at night if they were there late. It's just, it sucks. It does. But that's, let's get Lamont on. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, AJ, and Fred, you know, I always had that biggest fear about somebody breaking in my truck because it's going on a lot in the communities and stuff. But the one thing that because I'm like AJ, man, I pack my guns and sometimes I pack two of them and, I fear that. But what I really fear the most, and I had to, get myself out of this habit is I keep my garage door open inside of my truck, you know, to open a garage, or, you know, when I come home, and I'm like, man, if somebody was smart enough to get in there and open the garage, though, then it's just free access. So that's the thing that that really messes me up. But I got cameras now, man. I got cameras all over the place, so I'm like Fort Knox. That's all I have, fellas.
Oh, before you go, Lamont, do you carry your gun in a holster?
Oh, no, man. Yeah, I don't carry my gun in the holster.
You just shove it in the front of your shorts, right?
Yeah, I mean, I carry my gun on my hip, you know, snug down, you know, on my waist. but I don't think holsters are mandatory, man, because that all came about with the whole open carry and, you know, people want to be seen and stuff, which I think is pretty stupid. I can steal my gun because I like the element of surprise. If you come to me, you're going to get wet up. And that's all I got.
I just think people look crazy when they open carry. I'm against open carry.
Yeah, I like keeping... Well, I don't have an open carry license, but I keep mine hidden.
Yeah,
even if I had one.
It's all the same. Like, now there's just one license.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I don't like... like, I don't like those holsters that, like, hang off your hip like you're freaking Wyatt Earp. That's odd to me. But I guess to each their own, whatever
Wyatt!
Makes people feel good. yeah, I don't keep a garage or door opener in my truck. I've got like the thumb pad thing on my garage door. So that'll let me in if I want to go in through the garage. But yeah, also my truck never goes in the garage. It stays in the driveway.
Well, we have, our car has that thing where you can code the gates on it. So I don't have a garage door thing in there, and I'm pretty sure the guys who broke in cloned it anyway. So now, I mean, not only do I have an alarm and cameras, but I also have a lock on the garage door, a manual lock that I close every night. And if you're going to get in now, you're going to have to be like Mission Impossible. You're going to have to be Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt. And... you know, somehow get to the second or third floor, and even then those doors are locked and you'll set the alarm off. So I feel pretty damn safe now, but I don't, you know, but there are people in the neighborhood that, you know, I said, if I see them out there, I'm going to chase them off if they don't belong. And sometimes we get people who are just drunk and wander into the wrong area, but a sword is a good deterrent. Hockley Dan says, if I see someone in Edo looking like a member of the Night's Watch and yielding a sword, I'm walking the other way. It's just a deterrent. That's all. I mean, just discouraging people from messing with my neighbors. That's all. Yeah. Or breaking into people's, cars because, you know, that we have a lot of people who park on that street, and you know, you just keeping your eyes open for people. It says, why do idiots think not being a sheep somehow makes them a wolf? They're just lemmings. Does a wolf eat? Lemming, I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm a sheep lemming.
My man Nate says, as an ex-cop,
I'm a schlemming.
A schlemming, I like it. Nate, who's an ex-cop, says, if you open carry, you're a buffoon. Like playing poker, don't show your hand. If you open carry, you become a target. So,
yeah.
Somebody said my garage is 2 inches short, too short for my truck to fit. Yeah, mine's not a big garage. The time Super Bowl week when I first moved in and AJ had to park his truck there, had to park it completely sideways,
like diagonal. Yeah. It was so difficult to get in and out. It was a disaster.
Yeah, because parking was such a mess down there Super Bowl week, and I still had the old place, so my car was there. And so I said, yeah, AJ, come park it in the garage. You'll be fine. It's like, yeah.
But I have like a normal two-car garage, and I have like a big-ass workbench with a bunch of like woodworking tools and stuff like that. And then I've got my giant fridge. I've got a freezer, like for a deep freeze for extra meat. And then I've got my Harley in there. So there's really only room for one car.
Yeah.
So my wife's car goes in there. And my truck just hangs out in the driveway. But now it will be hanging out in the driveway locked and will only stay in the driveway. It will not sleep in the street anymore because my cameras don't look out in front of my neighbor's house. Because that's the kind of neighbor I am. My cameras, I have the doorbell camera and I have a camera, another outside camera that points out at the street in front of my house. But nothing points out in front of my neighbor's house, which maybe that makes me a bad neighbor because I parked in front of his house, but also because I don't help him out with camera coverage. So I'm double bad neighbor.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, like a good neighbor.
AJ's not there.
I'm not there. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, man. Somebody says I look like a lesbian squire with this hair. That's kind of mean.
Well, that's how I felt when I was growing my hair out during the pandemic.
I don't know if that's an insult or not. So,
you look like Cher's daughter when she was transitioning.
Okay, so that's you're sort of in the same ballpark as the texter.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of looking like a squire. Although I'd be a knight. I would not be a squire. I'm too old for squiredom.
Your hair also, I've gotten, someone said your hair looks kind of like Benjamin Franklin's.
Okay.
And then I personally think it looks like Anton from No Country for Old Men because it goes over your ears.
Yeah, I don't hate that look. Yeah.
It covers up your ears.
Because he was a badass.
Yeah, he was.
And I need to get one of those things that he knocked the doors out with.
The cattle thing.
Yeah.
The cattle slaughter machine.
I guarantee you nobody messed with me in the neighborhood if they saw that.
What do they call that? It's some kind of a bolt, right?
It removes the lock.
Right, but what it's used for really is you put it up to the cow's head and it injects into their head and sucks back and it kills the cow.
Yeah, but I like the way he used it because he killed people.
Right.
Which is more fun.
Well,
at least in a movie.
But at least you can eat a cow.
Well,
did you not
watch Silence of the Lambs?
Then your haircut becomes a lot creepier if you become a people eater.
I'm okay with a creepy haircut. As long as I can scare people out of my neighborhood, then I'm fine with that. Somebody says, you'll enjoy Hardin County, Fred. The keys stay and everything I own in my house is rarely locked up in Koontz. I guarantee you when we get that place built, I'll feel safe there. I mean, it's isolated, but to me, it reminds me a lot of Saskatchewan. It's a small area where everybody knows each other. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually looking forward to, I mean, we're unfortunately about a year behind now because the Rona has took a lot of the money we were going to spend for that. But we're going to get it built, and I'm going to spend a lot of time there, and hopefully in a few years I'll be there every weekend. So,
well, when you get insurance on it, you should probably call TGS Insurance.
I think I will.
Good call, because they can save you money. And they've already price shopped everything in the area. They know how much money you could be saving. They'll know if you're overpaying now. And they'll listen, you probably are. I certainly was. I didn't realize how badly I was overpaying. And boy, was I glad I called. That saved $1,000 a year. And it's so simple. All you do is send a text message. You text the word money to 232323. And maybe you're a person who doesn't need an extra $900. Maybe you're so wealthy that sending a text message isn't worth $900. Maybe you're Kim Kardashian. But if you're not and you want to save some dough, it's a good place to start. Maybe they can't save you money. It's not a 100%er, but if there's money to be saved, they're going to do it for you. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. They're going to save you money, help you get refunded on your previous policy immediately. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with my good friends at TGS Insurance.
Need one. So, buddy, where am I dropping you? Anywhere but Austin on a Friday night.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. And don't forget, to get the best in soccer talk online, go to iTunes or podcastarena.com.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832 says, at first thought Fred's hair looked like the albino assistant from the Pit of Despair in Princess Bride, but he had bangs. That's not a bad one. Wrong color, but... And, of course, something called MTMSGR on Twitch. Fred needs a hat. The new hair is awful. Thank you, because my self-esteem is so tied to what you think of me. I'm glad you can make fun.
I mean, Fred is self-admitted ugly. Yeah. Once someone self-admits that they're ugly and you call them ugly,
yeah. Hey, guess what? I'm also old. Ooh, you got me there. Yeah. Hey, whatever you need to do to feel better about yourself. You know, that's all good. Hey, we have Jerome. All right, let's go to Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Wait a minute. Are you so old now that you let people call you old?
They're going to do it anyway. No, am I that old? No. But it's just like, am I that ugly? No. But guess what? Everybody seems to enjoy that. So go right ahead. Make yourself feel better.
You answered that "am I that ugly" question really quickly.
I didn't want you guys to jump in. I already know your opinions.
Am I that ugly? No, I'm not that ugly.
Yeah.
You didn't leave any room for a response.
Exactly.
From the room.
Exactly. That's a tactic.
I mean, you are in like the gunfight at the OK Corral at noon, and you're just committing suicide. You're like, no, I'm just shooting myself. I'm not even taking a chance.
Yeah, well, if you're opposite the Earps, you're probably going to die. So, oh well, might as well be me that does it instead of letting you guys kill me. So, what the hell's going on with you, man? Jerome?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he died.
Aaron, why'd you hang up on Jerome?
I did not. I think this is his connection.
Oh, he died.
So disrespectful.
The Rona got him. Oh, man. Oh, boy. 832 says, I'm just having fun. Bleep people being... No, I knew you were. I thought it was funny. See, that was funny. You look awful. It's just, you know, okay, great. Yeah, shocker. I'm old. I look awful. Ooh. Yeah. All right, let's try that again. What's up, Jerome?
Sorry about that. My internet's been coming and going, and mostly going.
It's all right.
Yeah, we thought you might have died from the Rona on us.
Yeah, Jerome Solomon presented by Cricket Wireless here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's just as bad as Suddenlink, so yeah.
Oh, white people don't even have that. That's what is it called?
Suddenlink.
That's your internet. I thought that was a cell phone provider. That's your internet provider, right?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I never even heard of that cell service. But, yeah, okay.
I have heard of the internet provider, though.
So, hey, Jerome, it's sounding more and more like, and I hate to be sort of the bearer of bad news, but it sounds more and more like baseball, which seemed like maybe the most likely to happen a month ago, now seems like the least likely to happen. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah. I still think it's going to happen. It's just weird to me. I'm kind of away from even just your question, but I think they're proceeding so cautiously. It's making you start to think that maybe this is not going to happen. I mean, like for real, if you're going to have baseball, which is
expecting that they're going to, if you want to play baseball, it's a better way of putting it, and want it to happen. Like when they reopened everything today, or yesterday, technically, and opened it up for workouts. And they limited to four players. I mean, we're talking baseball here. We're talking a baseball stadium, major league parks. You don't have room for more than four players to do some social distancing? That seems like overly cautious and unnecessarily cautious. So why would you start off so slowly? And that's just, maybe that's a hint that, like, they're so far apart in trying to get done what they need to get done to be able to play that it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I don't think the social distancing part is even really the problem, because my kid's baseball team has been practicing. They've got 12 kids. Everybody doesn't go into the dugout. You all leave your bags outside and you spread out into groups of four. It's not that difficult to do, especially if you were in Minute Maid Park. It seems like it would be super easy to do.
Right.
But it seems to me like this money issue is the bigger issue. That's really what I think. If they could figure out the money by now, they might have already started playing games by now, honestly, in empty stadiums.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that's a hint and a half that they're far enough apart with the money that they're not in a rush to get players ready to play. You know what I mean? Like, I think you could be doing baseball practice right now. And baseball is not the kind of sport where you're all breathing all up on each other. It's just not. It's really not that hard to do. But and it's going to be a while for them to get up to speed. I mean, baseball players have always said, especially in recent years, that spring training is too long. But, you know, for pitchers to get their arms ready to go and get it up to game speed, they need to get in and start throwing and get to it. And they've already decided that the max on the season is going to be about half the season, right? So every day that you delay getting it started is, you know, more of it being cut off. And they're going to mess around and blow it where they don't have to. I mean, I think they ought to be able to get out there and start playing. And I think by the time the season gets toward the end, they'll be able to have fans. I'm fully expecting that the NBA, by the time it gets to the finals, they'll figure out a way to get some people into the crowd.
Jerome, do you think there's some owners, especially some of these smaller market teams, that are more than willing to just say, you know what, if we're not going to get any gate, we're not going to get any TV money, let's not pay anybody. Let's just take the year off.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, because it's a smart business decision. And these guys have been making smart business decisions. They've been making a killing. I mean, I haven't seen I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but the revenue in baseball has gone up tremendously in the last 10 years, last 5 years, last 3 years. It continues to rise, and payroll actually has not in the last couple of years. So the hit that they have to take this year, yeah, it's substantial, but it's not like, oh my goodness, what are they going to do? No, none of those guys would be on the street corner with cups in their hand begging for anything. They'll be fine, but it's much more of them deciding, do I take a big hit or a little hit? They're kind of willing to take the little hit, much more willing to take the little hit, and especially they're going to win the PR war. They'll blame it on the players, and idiot fans will buy into it because the players are so-called greedy, and, you know, and it doesn't matter to the owner. The owner's going to be here next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Most of the players, 10 years from now, they'll be gone. And it'll be a new crop of players. So it really could be enough of those cheaper guys will decide they don't want to play because all they can do is lose more money.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. I'm wondering, though, I'll take issue with one thing. I don't think people are just going to blame it on the players. Almost everyone that I've seen is, hey, they're both greedy bastards, and stop doing this in the middle of the coronavirus when people are out of work.
Yeah, but there are more players. And they're out there more, and you blame the players and the owners, you get to blame 25 Astros and only one owner with you. You know what I mean? So I don't believe in fans in that sense. They forgive the owner before they forgive the players in almost any kind of situation, and they'll buy into whatever the owners say. Because even now, I mean, what you saw the reaction when Blake Snell came out and said something, and everybody lost their minds. And a couple of people were telling me, hey, you know, the owners haven't said anything. I was like, yes, they have. What do you think that number $4 billion loss came from? It's the owners talking through the media. It's the owners using their power to get the media to do their bidding for them. And that's how it works. And, yeah, the owners would win in that sense. But it's really it could just be about the owners, you know, putting into a sense of, do you want to lose $50 or $100? Because you're going to lose. And they might just go with, hey, let's just lose 50.
So it was announced today the NHL is going to come back. They're going to be in two cities. I think the NBA is probably close to something like that. What have you heard on the NBA? And I saw that Houston was one of the places they were considering.
Yeah, no, it's going to be Orlando. Houston had put together a bid to show what the city could do. They were going to lock down Discovery Green, and they were going to put up 8 basketball courts inside of George R. Brown, and, you know, with 2 on the end that'll be for the bigger games, and then 6 other courts in there, and use the hotels on both ends of it, bookends, and make it like a college campus. And all the restaurants there would be closed to just the, you know, the NBA family that would be there, and they would use Toyota Center for, you know, bigger games and televised games as well. And it was a perfect setup and situation. But Disney gives the NBA $1 billion a year for the TV rights for ESPN and company. So that kind of gave them an advantage there. And of course, Houston had an advantage with the medical center, and they had the testing lined up and how it was going to work. And it was really a combination of things. And the George R. Brown's completely empty. Nobody's going to any convention anytime soon. So it would have been a perfect setup in a lot of ways. Vegas was number 3 on the list, because it could have done all the things that Houston and Orlando could do, but it was a distant number 3 because the owners and GMs and, like, the last thing we want our players to do is to come out of a 2-month shutdown in Vegas.
Yeah.
And you got to think about it too. Even if they start playing around with the system, you know, you're going to have a bunch of teams who are going to this site to play those final games of their regular season, and they're going to play ball when they play, but they're not playing for anything. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not going to win the championship. They're just there to hang out. You know, most of them, actually, I say the final few has been the bad teams, but they're usually, and even this year, there's about 6 teams maybe that can win a championship, and that's stretching it, because there's some teams that could get hot because of they've been shut down for a couple of months. It might make it 3 months here. It might make a difference. But for all those other players, they're just going there to hang out. And you'd much rather your players hang out in Disney World than Vegas. And Houston, for that matter.
Well, what does that say about baseball? Because there was talk of them using the Disney complex for at least half the league. They obviously can't do that if the NBA's there. So what does that tell you about them?
Yeah, well, I don't know that they can't. I mean, because where basketball, Disney's ridiculous anyway, but where basketball is played, it would be completely different from where baseball games would be played, right?
Yeah, but what about hotels? What about all? You're going to have all these extra workers in one place. Can you even do that with that many teams there?
The one of the things that is the big discussion, from what I understand, with the NBA is, can you lock the players down and not allow them out? You know, can you really pull that off? Can you really make that happen? Or, you know, you just got to allow them in and out on a case, and you just have to test them and check them and take your chances. Now, you'll be able to tell the media, once you're in, you got to be sequestered for the duration. You know, you can tell team executives, you're in, you're here for the duration. If you leave, you can't come back, that kind of thing. But, you know, they're curious about whether they can do that with players, which is a factor. But, I mean, the way Disney is set up, I believe Disney is so spread out and so huge and has so many – nobody's staying at any hotels right now. So you can take over hotels as needed. I still think the baseball can pick and choose where they want to do it, I think. But I do think baseball needs more than one spot, where the NBA just needs one location.
All right, that is Jerome Solomon. He joins us every week, Houston Chronicle columnist, Houston Sports Show, here on the station and on TV on Sunday nights. Jerome, appreciate the time as always, man, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, man. And you're not nearly as old as you act.
That's me. Fred's actually older than he acts.
Now I'm taking grief from Black Crypt Keeper. Great. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Want to learn guitar from the legend himself, John Levin? For more than two decades with Dokken, Levin has always been regarded as one of the best in the business. Register to win your free lessons now at ESPN975.com and learn directly from Levin how to play the best solos and leads of his career and others. This is a unique experience that will make you a better player simply by following along and taking the examples of a true guitar great. Wow, 20 years? Didn't think George Lynch had been gone that long. That's a long time. So check that out. Go to ESPN975.com. All right, let's go to the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is Tyler just sent me this moments ago. So this is updating the Gem of the Day, where in Minnesota, there's an ice cream truck. And, of course, it drives around, and little kids look up and say, oh, ice cream, I want ice cream. They run up to the window, and the guy blasts them with Slayer and takes off, laughing nice. Demonically. And apparently he's, the guy is a guy named Matt Peterson. He's been getting a lot of attention with his non-ice cream truck, which is dubbed Hell General. He says the idea for the demonic contraption came to him after his own Batman villain-esque experience with an evil ice cream man. When he was 10 years old, Peterson says he flagged down a jangly truck eager to get a treat and realized he didn't have any money. He promised he'd return and sprinted back to the house to grab some. By the time he reached the front porch, the ice cream man was pulling away. He pounded on the porch window to try to get him to stop, only to shatter the glass and cut his wrists. And apparently, so obviously scarred as a 10-year-old. And he says, in all actuality, my intentions with the truck have nothing to do with selling ice cream. Rather than indulge brats with overpriced cream pops, I mean to deny those looking to buy a cold, tasty treat by playing my happy chimes through the streets. And when the children materialize in the streets, I will coast right past them with the sinister look of rejection.
Get down with that. He's not breaking any laws.
No.
He's just ruining other children's childhoods. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Spoiled-ass kids need it every once in a while.
Well, that's... You shouldn't get ice cream every single time the truck comes by.
That's... Like, maybe once. You should go to different neighborhoods. Don't go to the same neighborhood over and over.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
No, but these kids that get ice cream every time the truck comes by, no, they need a little lesson here. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, good to have the Twitch gang back. Space Ghost and all those guys. Hockley Dan, welcome back, all of you. Sean, did you see Ayesha Curry's taking a bunch of grief?
No.
She.
What for now?
Well, remember a few years ago she tweeted out
about... She's annoying for talking.
Well, she's annoying for a lot of reasons, but...
I'm not eating at her restaurant because...
I'll eat at a restaurant, but...
Because Steph Curry should have never won that MVP over James Harden. You notice how we went the whole show without talking about the NBA, the ranking of Steph Curry as greater player than James Harden?
Yeah, because I... Because
we already knew that?
I think we've already said that, right? What difference does it make?
Okay.
I had a point on something and now I'm totally lost.
Aisha Curry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember a few years ago, she tweeted out about people doing bikini shots and stuff. Said, everyone's into barely wearing clothes these days, huh? Not my style. I like to keep the good stuff covered up for the one who matters. Well, lo and behold, she's lost a few pounds.
And here she comes.
Guess what she did this weekend?
Posted nudes.
Tweeted a bikini photo. And of course, everybody's
what's her handle?
Throwing her tweet back at her. It's honestly, it's not that.
It's nothing that risque. I saw
it. No, it's pretty average.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, if she were somebody at the beach, you probably wouldn't even notice.
I mean, look, James Harden lost some weight and he threw his stuff out there. Good for him.
James Harden looks like a homeless guru in that picture.
He does. He looks like he's been on a 2 month long yoga retreat.
Yeah. Well, maybe him finding the Dalai Lama will help him be better in the playoffs, since that's apparently what we're going to have, right? It's just playoffs?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the NHL is doing. We haven't really talked about that, but the plan is to go straight into the playoffs with 24 teams instead of 16. There'll be 12 in the West, 12 in the East, and they'll be in two cities, one city each, play all the games there. I think the problem is there's still no travel between the U.S. and Canada. So I don't know how you're going to be able to get everybody across the border. I guess you're going to have to wait until that happens. I still can't get into Canada, which, because we were starting to look and say, hey, maybe we could get up there for a week now. And as of now, we still can't. So I think they'll have to figure that out. But there's, of course, teams that don't like the, I don't want 24 teams.
Like, I mean, dude.
And not to give away Thursday's column, but it's kind of about people bitching about these things.
There's no way to make everyone happy. That's one thing I've learned in life. And you try to make some people happy. Like my facial hair, for instance, I posted a poll. I gave the people a chance. Hey, how should I cut my facial hair? And I got lots of responses. And I went with the most popular response. And then there were people who were like, you look stupid. Okay. You can't let that throw you off. You got to worry about what the masses think.
No, I don't worry about I don't care what anybody thinks. I care what I think. That's all that matters. And, well, in fact, I don't want to give away Thursday's column. Giving away Wednesday's, but it's time to get rid of the does it deserve an asterisk conversation. Because everybody's going to say, oh, well, the playoffs had 24 teams. If they win the Stanley Cup, it deserves an asterisk. It's going to be harder. Everybody in the baseball, if you only play 82 games, you know how meaningful those games are? How many meaningless games are there in a baseball season?
The rare time that a team that there should be an asterisk, and I'm not really a believer in any asterisk, especially after the fact, but the only reason there would be an asterisk in my mind is if there were teams with unfair competitive advantages, and there's not.
Well,
I mean, all these teams are being thrown in at the same time.
Let me give away the damn column. This has become yet another sports cliche, along with the Mount Rushmore of. Does it deserve an asterisk? There's one asterisk in history, and it was the dumbest thing ever. And competitive advantage or not, once it's over, it's over.
Yeah, it's not coming back.
Yeah, so, I want to put an asterisk next to this. Put an asterisk next to your stupid name because you're an idiot. And that's it. I'm not giving away any more of the column. But it started kind of with a horse racing conversation I got into with a guy where he's like, if they win the Triple Crown, it won't be the same thing. Like, do you know how much harder it's going to be to win three races spaced out over months when you're going to have to race in between the Belmont and the Derby? You're going to have to race one or two other races for a horse to stay healthy and to stay in that form. If they win it, it's one of the most impressive feats in horse racing history. It's more impressive to me than winning 5 in 3 weeks when you're in form and training specifically up to that. And then the same conversation devolved into, it'll be the same thing with the NHL and the NBA. I think the challenge is bigger for the NBA. These guys haven't played together in months. You're going to get together, get a couple weeks of practice, and try to get at peak performance for a playoff run where if you're not 100% right off the bat, guess what? You're probably toast.
Yeah.
So I think in the Rona world, the sports challenges are harder guys aren't able to train the same way. They're not practicing the same way. You don't know who's going to be able to come back and play at a high level. Same thing with baseball. It's a bigger challenge to me right now. And why should we bitch about whether or not someone deserves to be a champion? Because
what else are we going to bitch about, Fred?
Well, I mean,
you got to let people bitch.
Why?
How about that's what we do?
How about I'm just happy to have sports back.
Not good enough.
And the challenge that these guys are going to have to face, I mean, it's a totally different challenge than anything they've ever had to do. So stop with your asterisk talk, and we'll put that in the Mount Rushmore of things we shouldn't talk about. How's that? See, I brought that back around.
I see it.
All right, well, my man Lawyer Dave's not on the phone, but Lawyer Dave's out there kicking ass with the blitzers, and he can do the same for you. And, guys, I was out on the road today, traffic everywhere. You're going to get in an accident at some point, and when you do, Lawyer Dave can take care of you. And maybe you've had a bad hospital experience. Well, guess what? He can take care of that, too. Practices everywhere in Texas, and the great thing is he doesn't charge a dime for his consultation. So you can call him and ask him any legal question, and he'll answer it for you. And if it's not something he handles, guess what? He'll put you with somebody who can handle it. And if you don't have a case, he'll tell you that too. He doesn't get paid a dime until you win. So you guys are in this together. If you need medical attention, any of that, they're going to set you up. He doesn't win unless you win. So he's not going to get paid unless he wins your case. Based right here in Houston, but practices all over Texas, including over in the Golden Triangle. Give him a call today, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw or LawyerDave.com, or you can always hit me up and I'll put you in touch. Need a lawyer? Better Dial Dave.
Something's going on. Something's coming over me.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.